Yeah, look, there's an injustice done to a number of schools right across Donegal. In the west of Donegal, I've been raising a number of schools in particular, Pobl Ysgol Gidor here in Gidor, which hasn't got just status, even though all of the feeder schools are just schools. It makes no sense whatsoever. We have got a Hark school, we have Ranafath school, we have Minton and Jay school, that all don't have just status, despite the deprivation index showing that they are in the highest deprivation areas in the state at level 10. So this was an injustice that was done in 2017. We've been campaigning to get it reversed. The government came out and announced in September, and this was to be welcomed, that there would be new schools included in the GIST scheme. But yet the minister, you know, in the month of February, still doesn't know who those schools will be, or indeed when an announcement will be made. And that isn't good enough, because particularly with schools, they're planning for September, they're planning in terms of the course offering in secondary schools that would be available, the teacher requirement, and to leave it to, you know, a late stage is not good enough.
And as you say, September is far too late, because the schools could miss out on getting the resources in place.
Absolutely. And, like, you know, this is symptomatic of this government, that everything is left to the last minute. You know, this announcement was done back in 2021. The review was done 2 years before that. So, like, this has just taken so long to get as I said, an injustice in terms of these schools that have been left behind, that aren't including the GIST status, to be including on it. And when they will be including, I hope to God that they are, that means that there will be additional resources there for the schools. That means that they'll be able to cater for that cohort of pupils that are in their catchment area in a better way. But, like, teachers, principals, board of management need to know what is going to be the situation for September. The only thing the minister could give me when I debated this issue with her in the chamber this week was that it will be announced before September. But that's not good enough. We don't know if that's the last week in August or whether it's actually next month. And to tell you the God's honest truth, I don't think the minister knows herself. And that's not good enough. And that's why I'm going to continue to pursue this issue on behalf of those schools and others in the county.